Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
You're listening to Real College Podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Tosin Fissima. This is a special episode of RCP. A while back, a number of us sat down together in a studio, back when that was allowed, and recorded a radio play version of Jaws. The result is exactly as entertaining as you'd expect.
Let's get out of here.
And go where?
Well, I don't know. The moon, the stars, the sky. That's it. I'll take you to the moon.
Okay, but you'll have to catch me first.
Hey, I'm with you, right?
Come on, Slowpoke. Don't you want to swim?
I do. Just having a little trouble walking. But I'm going to swim.
Come catch me. Tommy, don't dunk me. Tommy, where are you? Tommy, what was that? Tommy, I don't like this. Tommy, I'm going in. It isn't fun.
Hayes Landing reports, conditions good, with stripers and jacks. The Coast Guard has no storm warning from Block Island to Cape Hatteras. A light chop with freshening winds, continued clear and mild.
Okay, I'm awake. New job, new life, less bad guys, more fresh air.
It'll be good for the kids, you'll see. Blue sky, sunshine, small town, ocean air, an actual main street. What's not to love?
Don't I seem excited to finally give my kids a backyard to play in?
Yod. In Amity, Massachusetts, you say yod.
The kids are in the yod, playing near the ka. How's that sound?
Like you're from Miad.
Give me 30 years, I'll get it.
You want to call the kids in for breakfast?
Michael, Sean, breakfast.
Well, I could have done that.
It worked.
Mom, I got bit by a vampire. Look, it's bleeding.
Were you on the swing? I told you not to play there until I sanded it down.
Go upstairs and get a Band-Aid. Mommy will be up in a second, and then we'll all go to the beach. Oh, look at that, the police phone. Better answer that. It's Saturday morning, big crime day. Ha ha ha.
Brody here. Yeah, what's up? Well, what they usually do... Float around or wash up. Really? Okay. I'll meet both of you at the beach in 20 minutes, okay? Okay. Jeez. First weekend of the summer.
Abby, release them! Come on!
Who? They're excited. What they want on the phone?
Gotta go in.
Oh, now? Okay, be careful.
Here? You gotta be kidding. Love ya. All right, Hendrix, I'm in the car. Where am I going?
Well, it happened down Cisco Beach. You know the end spot? Like if you park at the other end of the Welcome MED billboard in that parking lot. You walk kind of from there, way down at the end, a public part. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's where she washed up, and we think that's where it happened.
Should I park by the billboard?
Well, I ain't there, Chief.
Hendrix, where am I driving to?
Well, I'm down at the station. That's where I got the kid.
You dragged the dead girl into my office?
No, that'd just be weird. I got the other one down here.
Okay, I'll meet you out there. Out.
Morning, Chief. Hendrix is already in the back. Got some kid with him. Seems pretty upset.
Christina, what?
Worthingsley. Worthington. Werner Tonksky. No one ever died on me before.
You picked her up on the ferry?
I didn't know her.
Then where are you planning on doing in the water with her? Huh? Is that just what you're thinking the sound is about? That kind?
Okay. I've got it from here. Tom Mullins, is it? Okay. So, you didn't see her go into the water, is that correct? Did anybody see her in the water?
Somebody could have. I was sort of passed out.
Think she might have run out on you?
Oh, no, sir. I've never had a woman do that. I'm sure that you know, if she's dead, she drowned.
Oh, is that right?
Hendrix, you from around here, Tom?
No. Cambridge, Harvard. My family's in Scarsdale, New York, though.
You here for the summer?
Some friends and me took a house.
Would you pay for a place just for the summer?
$1,000 apiece, something like that. There's five of us, and we each kick in $100 a week for beer and cleaning, stuff like that.
And then what do you do for the summer, I mean?
Relax, you know, from the stress of school, hang out, meet girls.
Girls like Chrissy. Tom, we know she didn't drown.
Really? So what are you saying? Are you saying she's okay? Is she here? Chrissy!
She's not here. Tom, sit down. Chrissy is dead.
But you said she didn't drown.
I'm going to have Hendrix here show you some photos, and then I'm going to have him drive you home. Hendrix, that's all you're going to do. Got it?
You're the chief. Come on, son. I'll show you the photos. You haven't eaten yet today, have you? It's probably for the best.
Polly, do we have an Alka-Seltzer out there?
I do. I also have a whole heap of messages for you. The fire chief needs to go over safety regulations for the 4th. The Amityville Businessmen's Council needs you to approve their parade route. And Larry Vaughn says he needs you to instate new parking registrations in front of his realty shop.
Larry Vaughn wants new parking restrictions? What makes him think I'm going to make special rules just for him?
Because he's the mayor.
Oh, yes, of course. I wasn't thinking. Just the Alka-Seltzer for right now. Name: Chassie Worthington. Next of kin: James and Linda Worthington. Cause of death: shark attack.
Alka-Seltzer and the coroner's line on line 2. Somebody passed away in the night, Chief?
What?
The coroner is on line 2. Do you want to pick it up?
No, I don't. Tell him I'll talk to him later. And Polly, I want to know what water recreation is on for today. Everything that's scheduled.
Right this minute?
Yes, this minute. Sorry, it's just, what do we do when we have to close the beach?
Close the beach? What do you mean close the beach? How do you close a beach?
I don't know. I just, nobody goes on the beach. The beach is closed.
The beach is closed? Well, I was coming to discuss my parking situation, but it looks like I've arrived at just the right time.
Mayor Vaughn, I'm glad you're here. How do we close the beach? Let's get signs posted, messages on the radio. I don't have enough patrol cars, so I'll need your help.
All right
there. Let's just slow this down. Polly, now, if you'll excuse us, gentlemen, we're going to go in, back, and have a talk. Chief?
Polly, I need those schedules and I need you to get some of our police tape and...
All right, Chief. You tell me what's going on. You tell me right now what in the Sam heck you're talking about.
We had a shark attack at Cisco Beach. Found the body this morning.
Who told you this?
I just found out about it. Dr. Santos confirmed. That beach has got to be full of people by now.
Chief, you're new here. You don't know how these things go.
I don't think my being new here has anything to do with knowing that we can't have people swimming with a shark. It's 10 a.m. already. There are probably 100 people in the water by now. I'm shutting it down.
With all due respect, you gonna do that all on your own authority?
Do I need any more authority?
Technically, you need the instruction of a civic ordinance or a special meeting of the town council.
I'm the chief of police. I have a duty to keep people safe.
All I'm saying is that Amity is a summer town, and there's lots of types of safety.
Now here we need those summer dollars, and if folks can't swim here, they'll go off and use the beaches at Cape Cod or Long Island.
So we should set out a smorgasbord?
Of course not, Martin. But you're talking about destroying the livelihood of every citizen in this town. And before you go saying shark again, how do you know? You said a girl's body was just found this morning and the doc is already sure it's a shark. Well now, how can he be so sure?
What else could have done that?
Done what? Seems to me if it were a shark, there wouldn't be a body left to be found. Tell you what, let's get the doc on the line and see if we can't make sense of all this.
Polly, get me Doc Santos on the line.
Hello?
Dr. Santos, it's Martin. I have Larry Vaughn in my office. Can you tell him what you told me?
Tell him about what?
About that girl that was found. Now, how sure are you that it was, you know, what you said it was? Because we've never had that kind of trouble before. Couldn't it have been something else, like maybe a boat propeller?
Well, I think possibly.
Like one of those weekend girls from out of town? Coming in for a good time, ain't that familiar with the water, gets a little drunk, accidentally goes swimming too far, is floating around there in the dark, and then, chop, a fishing boat comes along.
Sure, a boating accident could have done that.
It's a tragedy, yes, but what we...
Doctor, you're the one who told me what it was.
I was wrong. Clearly I should have spent more time assessing her injuries. I'll amend my report. If there's nothing else, gentlemen, I'll get right along to it.
Martin, I don't think you can appreciate the gut reaction people have to these things.
I was only reacting to what I was told.
It's all psychological anyway. You yell barracuda and everyone says, huh? You yell shark and we've got a panic on our hands. I think we agree. We don't need a panic this close to the 4th of July.
I can't work like this. Why don't you make Hendricks chief? His family has been here since the Puritans. Half this island are his cousins.
Martin, we hired the best man we could find.
I need
someone who isn't prejudiced by old feuds or family ties. Someone who can referee things. I hired you. I need you.
Mom, please, I want to go back in the water.
It's too crowded, Alex, and there's too much splashing. I can't keep track of you.
Mom, I'm fine. You don't need to keep track.
I do. That's what mothers do. They keep track.
I've got my raft. Mom, I can do this. Please? Please, please?
All right. Have fun, and not too far.
Yay, love you, Mom.
Have fun, sweetie.
Happy birthday, Michael. You're 10.
How'd you like your present?
I love it. It's a real boat. Can it take it out? Right now? Can I, Dad?
Not right now.
Dad? Then why'd you get it for me if I can never use it? I'm not a baby.
Not right now. Look, the beach is packed. There are people not paying attention. Rubber rafts, it's a lot. You could hurt someone. Let's just...
What, honey, why don't you just go swim, okay?
Okay.
If that's not okay, Martin, I'll call him back if you're worried.
What?
The boys. If you're worried about the water.
What's that?
What?
There in the water. It's under... There it is. Where's my whistle? There's...
A golden retriever. It's a golden retriever, and it's retrieved a stick. You gotta calm down. Let me give you a back rub.
Honey, I'm not...
Now, mister, sit. There. Doesn't that feel better?
I pushed you overboard.
Alex, let me back up.
No! You have to walk the plank.
Yeah, but now I'm a different pirate.
You have to be eaten by a shark first.
Okay.
Okay, you can get back on my raft.
Yeah, and we should have a pirate name.
Yeah, I'll be the captain. Captain Gold Death, and I've got, like, long dreads, and there are gold rings in them, and I've got all sorts of treasure.
Okay, and then I'll be your brother. And, like, we usually work alone, but then sometimes we partner up.
Yeah.
And my name will be Diamond Death, and I'll have a different flag.
That's so cool. You should have a raft, too.
I'll make my dad let us use my new boat. I'll be right back.
It's Captain Golden Death and his best mate, his brother. Captain Diamond Death. Yo-ho-ho and...
Something is in the water, right there. Didn't anyone see it?
There's blood in the water.
What is it? Martin?
Michael, Sean, out of the water. Everybody out of the water. Michael, get out.
Alex? Alex? Alex!
Get out of the water. Everyone in. Get out of the water.
Alex? Alex!
Is that $3,000 bounty on the shark in cash or check?
All right, everyone, calm down. As you no doubt have seen and heard, Mrs. Kidner has offered a $3,000 bounty to the man or men who catch and kill the shark that killed her son, Alex, on that terrible morning.
Mayor, I'd like to say a few words.
I figured you would. But right now, I'm still addressing my electorate. And as such, I want us to take care of this ourselves. This is an Amity shark, and Amity folks are gonna kill it.
As chief of police, I am in charge of public safety, and as such, I would like to address a couple ground rules. Mrs. Kinter, I don't know.
You knew. You knew, and you let my boy out there. You killed him yourself.
I want to thank everyone who's come and let you all know our plans going forward. I've contacted the Oceanographic Institute on the mainland and asked for their help. And I'd like fishermen to be our shark spotters when they're in open sea. And of course, starting today, the beaches are closed.
Only 24 hours.
I didn't agree to that.
The motel is all I own. You pull the plug on this town, and I go down the drain with it.
I didn't raise my kids to be some fish's lunch.
Nobody's even seen a shark.
We'll lose business. We'll lose taxes. We lose our shirts.
Well, y'all know me. You know what I do for a living? I'll go out and I'll get this bird for you. He's a bad one, and it's not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tomacods. This is a fish that could swallow a man whole. A little shaking, a little tenderizing, and down you go. Fine. You gotta get this fella, get him quick. If you do, it'll bring a lot of tourist business just to see him. And you got your business back on a paying basis. Shark of that size, no pleasure. I value my neck a hell of a lot more than $3,000. I'll find him for $3, but I'll kill him for $10.
That's $13,000.
That fish is costing you more than that every day. Do you want to stay alive and ante up to 10? Or play it cheap and be on welfare next winter? You know you're gonna come to me to kill this thing. Just a matter of whether I do it now or at the end of the summer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quint. I'll take your offer under advisement.
You know where to find me. Slip 13. Bad luck for sharks.
You skipped dinner. Can you stand something to eat?
Love a cup of tea. With lemon. It's quiet. Where are the kids?
Mikey loves his birthday present. I can't keep him out of it.
Where is he?
He's sitting in it, of course.
What?
Honey, he has it tied up to the jetty with a double knot. It's in 3 feet of water.
Son, out of the water now! Ellen, I want him out of the ocean.
It's tied up to the jetty.
Michael, come inside.
It's his birthday present, and you closed down the beach, honey. I told him not to go in the water after what happened yesterday. I don't believe he'll ever do it again.
It's a goddamn shark, Ellen. It killed a child. It killed a woman. It's out there.
You heard your father. Out right now.
Wait up.
Well, Charlie, we ain't gonna get that $3,000 tonight. You wanna call it?
It's only 2:30. What, you tired?
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah, I am. My second wind came and went 3 nibbles back.
Well, find it again, because the night's still young and we got this whole pier to ourselves. Now how about a leg and a lamb?
Screw lamb. Let's shoot the sirloin. Give him the good stuff. You sure your wife was okay with us using all this?
It was all in the big freezer. She won't even notice till August, and by that time we'll be spending that bounty money.
Let's send out one more.
Set? Guy's taking it right out.
You do this all the time, right, Charlie?
20 years.
I can't believe that people pay money to go fishing. This is really dumb. This isn't even relaxing. It's just boring. Hey, what's this?
Look at him take it.
Do I set the hook?
Let him do it. Go, 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 go.
Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, get back here.
Holy Jesus Christ!
Charlie! Get the heck out, Charlie! Swim! Grab my hands, Charlie!
Scylla and Dern heard her and Charlie sat there, trying to catch their breath and figuring out how to explain Charlie's wife. What happened to her freezer full of meat?
That wasn't funny.
No, it isn't funny, Chief. You're just not looking at it right.
It's a circus out here.
Folks are excited. Mrs. Kinter, she put that ransom out in the papers.
What papers?
All of them, I think. You're charging me double the usual rent? I didn't come up here all the way from New Rockell to be grogged out by some Yankee cracker.
Prices go up June 1st every year. You want a nice cheap leaky boat, you go down to the Hamptons. Right, Chief?
How am I going to put a lid on this? Hey, how many men is that trawler supposed to hold?
Whatever's safe, right?
What you got ain't safe. You gotta take some guys out, or you don't go off. Hendrix, can you tell that group of bozos that we follow maritime law around here before we got ships running into each other? It's a channel, for crying out loud.
What do you want me to tell exactly?
Hello? Are you in charge?
And where do you think you're going, Ben? That's a patrol boat.
Hello? Again.
3,000 bounty beats, working for a living. We ready?
I expect that ship back. Look at this mess. You, in the cabin cruiser, just back up. No, other way. Cut it to your left. Your other left.
Just cast off and turn and make for the channel, okay?
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Matt. Who? Wait, is that boat carrying dynamite?
Oh, for crying out loud. Gentlemen, if that's dynamite, give it here or you're spending the night in jail.
Oh, come on. It's just fireworks. Sharks like fireworks. It attracts them.
Take it off that boat.
I can see you're busy. And just so you know, there's a fantail launch out there that won't make it beyond the breakwater.
This town has gone crazy. I mean, look at this. Half of them haven't seen a boat before today.
Officer, I wonder if you could tell me where I could find Chief Brody?
Who are you?
Hooper. Matt Hooper, from the Oceanographic Institute.
I'm gonna need you to get those photos right out to the AP wire service and UPI. You got that, honey? Now, Ben, you get right here in front of it, and I'm gonna stand on this other side.
You did it. Did Ben Gardner catch this?
No, I caught it. I hooked him. Chief, you get here. Chief, get here. We're taking pictures. You over here like this. Ben, now I want you down, you know, on one knee so we really see how big this thing is. And you come around wait, I don't think I know you. I'm sorry, young man, this photo is for the noobs. I'm gonna have to ask you to get out of the shot. All right, you hold up that beach clothes sign in. On three, cheers.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Matt Hooper. I met Chief Brody earlier today about the shark. I'm here for the shark.
Honey, do you know a Mr. Hooper?
About the shark.
And a shark?
Oh, yeah. Come on in. But now that we've got it, I don't know that we have that much to talk about.
I brought wine. One red, one white.
I'll take it. The chief's right through that door in the den.
Welcome. Have a drink, but as I said, I don't know that there's much left to talk about.
That's not your shark.
What?
Oh, it's a shark. It's even a big shark. But it's not your shark.
And what makes you so sure?
Well, I went to the morgue today. I checked out Chrissy Worthington. The bite marks indicate a typical non-frenzy feeding pattern of a large squalli. Possibly, well, I went to the morgue today, and I checked out Chrissy Worthington. The bite marks indicate a typical non-frenzy feeding pattern of a large squalli. Possibly Carcharodon, Carcharias, or Sphyrnomacharon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The shark that killed Chrissy Worthington is not the shark that's hanging in the pier. Not by a long shot.
Why?
Well, for starters, the bite radius does not match.
Bite radius? Did you see that thing's mouth? I had my picture taken by it. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, it's a big shark. Even big for a tiger shark. Which is what it is, by the way. But it did not make the bite marks on your swimmer. And it did not take out the old pier. I can prove it.
How?
Cut it open. Look, shark digestion is slow. We could open this one up, whatever he's been eating, it's definitely still inside.
I opened the wine. I went red. Here's to the guys that got the fish. What? What did I miss?
You've still got a problem here. There's still a shark just off the island somewhere.
Excuse me, but what are you talking about? Didn't they catch the shark this afternoon? It was on the Cape Station news.
Let's all have another drink. You too, sweetheart. Matt, so do you know everything about sharks?
I know more than most.
Is it true most attacks take place in 3 feet of water around 10 feet from the beach?
Yeah, like the kid on your beach. I wish I could have examined that shark they caught.
Something else. Do most attacks go unreported?
Well, about half of them. A lot of missing swimmers are really shark victims.
There's kind of a lone shark called,
Rogue?
Yeah, Rogue. Picks out an area where there's food and hangs out there as long as the food supply lasts.
It's called territoriality. It's a theory.
And before 1900, when people first started swimming for recreation, before public bathing and resorts, there were very few shark attacks because sharks didn't know what they were missing.
You could say that.
Why don't we have one more drink, you and I? And then we go down and cut open that old shark and see for sure what's inside him, or not.
Can you even do that?
I am chief of police. I can do anything I want.
Let's go. And it was a Dartmouth winter weekend, and she was homecoming queen, and I was her date. Then she got into the fact that her family had more money than my family, and she was right. Her great-grandfather was in mining, and my ancestors were Yankee shipbuilders, so we broke up.
What stinks so bad?
Our friend, the shark. We always had a summer place on the water, Newport, the vineyard, so I figured I'd major in something I knew about, oceanography, marine biology. It was that, or design racing yachts like my older brother. Here we go. Up the old alimentary canal. Hold the light. I'm going to open the abdominal cavity and check the digestive tract. Simple.
What's that?
Half a flounder. A burlap bag. A paint can. Aha!
Wait, what?
Just as I thought. He drifted up here with the Gulf Stream from Southern Waters.
How can you tell?
Florida license plate.
He hit a car?
No, but tiger sharks are the garbage cans of the ocean. They eat anything. But this one didn't eat any people. There's nothing here. Nothing.
What do we do?
Well, if you're looking for a shark, you don't look on land. You go out and chum for him.
Chum?
Only one sure way to find him. Offer him a little something to eat. Chum, you know, blood, waste meat, fish, anything. They can sense it miles away. If he's out there, we might be able to get a clear look at him. It's a good time, too. They're night feeders. That's the cape lane. We're on the stretch where he's feeding, if he's still here.
What is all this stuff?
Depth finder, fathometer over here, sonar, closed circuit TV, fore and aft, RDF, single sideband, and one seasick chief of police.
Can you tell from that if a big man-eater is around?
Sometimes. Look over here. Something big. Probably a school of mackerel clumped together, staying right with us.
Where'd you get all this?
I bought it. Both sets of grandparents set up trust funds for me. Stocks went up, so I don't really have to touch my principal.
You're at the institute full-time, or do you have a job?
It is a job. I'm not fooling around like some amateur. This is my life.
We gotta get back soon. Hey!
Looks like we got a derelict boat out here.
That's Ben Gardner's boat. It's the Flicka. Ben?
Let me try to get a tow line around it.
Ben! It's sinking. It looks like something smashed into it. The railing's all torn up.
I can't grab it.
Ben, what happened?
I want to check something.
Don't they have life jackets or something? An extra boat?
They must have hit something, and I think whatever happened, it happened fast. I'm going down to take a look at this hull. Toss me that snorkel.
Why don't we just tow it in?
We will. There's something I've got to find out.
Be careful, for Christ's sake. I'm going to count to 30, and then you better be back. Or I'll count to 30 again. What are you doing down there? I can't even see your flashlight. What are you doing out here? Where is he? How can he hold his breath that long?
Toss me the line! Get me out!
You alright?
A white! A great white! I found a tooth buried in the hull. He must have attacked. I knew it. The wood's just smashed to bits. Gardner's dead in there. I didn't see the mate.
Ben? What? No shark did that to a boat.
Jesus Christ! A great white! Who would believe it? In these waters, and that size, we got work to do. Tomorrow's gonna be a hell of a day.
Morning, Miss Polly.
Morning, Mayor.
These boys ready to see me?
They are. Been here since before I was. They're waiting in the chief's office. Go in. You want a cup of coffee?
Nah, I won't be that long. Now, what's all this chatter about keeping the beaches closed when we done already taking care of the problem?
There is a kind of shark called a great white shark that every expert in the world agrees is a man-eater.
Well, your situation here suggests that a great white has staked out a claim in the waters around Amity Island, and that he will continue to feed here as long as there is food in the water.
There's no limits to where he can strike, and we've had 3 attacks and 3 deaths in the past few days. It happened like this before, in 1916, when a great white killed 5 swimmers at Jones Beach in Long Island.
A shark's attack is stimulated by the kind of splashing and activity that occurs wherever humans go swimming. You just can't avoid it.
A 4th of July beach is like ringing a dinner bell, for Christ's sake.
I just pulled a shark tooth the size of a shot glass out of a hull of a wrecked boat out there.
We towed Ben Gardner's boat in. Larry, he was dead. His mate was missing, and his boat was all chewed up.
Is that tooth here? Did anyone see it?
I don't have it.
He lost it on the way up.
What kind of shark did you say it was?
Carcharodon carcharias, a gray white.
Well, I'm not going to commit economic suicide on that flimsy evidence. We depend on the summer people for our lives, and if our beaches are closed, then we're all finished. Plus, I don't know if you boys remember, but I got a picture of you, Chief, posing with the shark in question. The dead shark in question.
That wasn't the shark. We know it.
And how do you know it? Did you ask it? Do you suddenly speak dead shark?
I cut it open.
We have got to close the beaches. We've got to get someone to kill the shark. We need non-corrosive mesh netting. We need scientific support. We're going to need some sort of security to keep the crowd.
I don't think either of you was familiar with our problems.
I'm familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this thing until it swims up and bites you on the behind. There are only two ways to solve this thing. You can kill it, or you can cut off its food supply.
That means closing the beaches.
Closing the beaches. You two sound like parrots. We already closed the dang beaches. We closed them and you know what happened? The Neptune Cafe lost money. The Crashing Waves Inn lost money. The Outer Gas Pizza lost money. The whole gosh darn town lost money. And you know what I woke up to after getting a call from you two sad sacks? Our billboards have been defaced. Some prankster with a can of spray paint and no morals has painted shark fins on each one of my Welcome to Amity Island billboards. That's money. That's what matters.
That's it. I'm standing here arguing with a guy who can't wait to be a hot lunch. Goodbye.
Matt, you can't go. I need you.
Out there is a perfect engine, an eating machine that is a miracle of evolution. It swims and eats, and that's all. And if you don't do anything, your billboards are going to look more like police blotters. I know sharks.
You'd love to prove that. Getting your name in the National Geographic.
Larry, we can reopen the beaches in August.
August. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and we are going to be open for business. It's going to be our best summer in years, and if you're so concerned about the beaches, you too, you do whatever you have to do to keep them safe. But with you or without you, the beaches stay open this weekend.
...768 people are about to get off that boat, Officer Hendricks.
Yep.
Every one of them could end up being a meal for our great white.
Yep.
And we can't do anything to keep them safe.
Nope.
You're real helpful. I can see why you went into law enforcement.
Any help from the Coast Guard?
No. I told them exactly what you told me to tell them, Matt. I even used your fancy Latin. They said they can't spare a ship.
Well, did you...
Yes, I dropped your name and the Oceanographic Agency, and I asked for the Coast Guard Executive Officer. No dice.
All right, I'm going to check with the lifeguards, make sure they know what they're looking for.
At least it's a good day, good visibility.
I wish it would rain.
We get the cameras all wet.
What cameras?
Those, the TV guys over there.
You gotta be kidding me. That's the last thing we need. Keep an eye over here. I'm going to go talk to him.
Put one on the line. And I want the Star-Spangled Banner or something Americana behind this. It's the fourth, you know. Okay, in five. Four, three, two, one, roll.
And with me is the mayor of Amity, Lawrence Vaughn. Mr. Vaughn, how about those rumors?
How about them indeed? I'm pleased and happy to repeat the news that we have, in fact, caught and killed a large predator that supposedly injured some bathers here. As you can see, it's a beautiful day, the beaches are open, and the folks here are having a wonderful time. Amity, you know, means friendship.
Also here today is a marine biologist. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Matthew Hooper, and I'm a marine biologist from the Oceanographic Institute, and what you need to know, what everyone needs to know, is that there is a very large great white shark, Carcharodon carcharias, in the waters off this very beach, that he has killed and that he will kill again.
All right. And there you have it. It's a gorgeous day at the beach. And while we all know that sharks live in the ocean, the holiday crowd here at Amity seems to be more concerned with getting some sand between their toes.
Cut. Great. Okay, camera two. Get that family over there. The big one with all the kids.
What are you
camera
doing?
Camera three, get a shot of the cop. Sir, officer, come over here. I want you to stand.
I'm just fine standing where I am, and I am the chief of police.
I'm standing with Abby's chief of police.
Amity.
Amity's chief of police?
What are you doing out here? What are you telling people?
They're covering our famous 4th of July celebrations and showing off what makes this country great. Now, let's go get a couple of shots of the parade preparations, shall we?
They're selling the beach. They're propaganda.
What now? I'm not dressed for it.
Why not get a shot of the mayor going in the water? I said, why not get a shot of the...
Pull up the pants a bit.
Do that again.
Camera two. Where's camera two?
I said, why not get a shot of the mayor enjoying the beach?
Just roll up your pants a bit. Camera two. Where's camera two? Go. Follow the mayor. We'll get a wide shot with the pier and those kids in that boat on the other side.
Well, okay, sure. It's very nice. Not too cold. Quite refreshing.
And why don't you go in a little further?
Nah, it's hard to get salt water out of seersucker, but as you can see, I'm in the water and there are no sharks. I don't know if you noticed, but I think we got your own boy in that laughter splash. You boys satisfied? And Chief, I don't know if you noticed, but I think we got your own boy in that last shot.
What?
Your boy, ain't that him, having the time of his life in that boat?
Oh my god.
Happy 4th! Okay, let's get a shot of those parade preparations.
Hey, Mikey! Michael Brody! You're not going in the ocean with that, are you, son?
I'm all checked out for light surf, and look at it!
Do me this favor, just once. Use the ponds.
Dad, the ponds are for old ladies.
Just a favor for your old man. Use the ponds.
Dad!
Michael...
All right. I'll use the ponds.
You know the ponds aren't really ponds. They connect, Chief. Brody, wait for me.
Oh, sure. Everybody out! Everybody out! Clear the beach. Lifeguards, get everyone off the beach.
Is it a shark?
Is it a shark?
Shark!
Yeah.
There it is. Shark!
Get that. Is somebody getting that? Tell me we're rolling.
Get out of the water! Get out of the water!
Get out of the water!
Bonsoir!
What?
Bonsoir!
What's going on?
It was a joke?
You gotta be kidding me!
Did you get that? We had both cameras on the kid with the fin, right? How did it look on the Zoom? Let's go talk to him. Find his mother. We'll need her permission. This is gold.
A kid. With a cardboard fin and a snorkel, just outwitted a marine biologist and a police chief.
Yeah. I'll go put the beach back in order.
That's all for part one of the Jaws radio play. Real College Podcast is a production of Radio K. It's produced by me, Tosin Fissima. Casey McCabe is the managing editor. Thanks to everyone who volunteered and contributed their voices. Sound effects were generously provided by SoundSnap. Find your sound with SoundSnap, featuring almost 300,000 sounds and updated weekly at soundsnap.com. All episodes of the podcast can be found online at radiok.org or on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.